It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 724. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also facebook.com/miketechshow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com and use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial. We're going to hear a lot more about Instant House Call during the show, as this show is dedicated to the coronavirus and information technology, and I'm going to describe my week. This show is also brought to you by MagnusBox for secure, reliable, single source for all of your cloud backups for your clients. It works across all operating system platforms, and right now, if you sign up, by the way, you can schedule a demo free by just going to magnusbox.com and scheduling it. All Mike Tech Show listeners get half off for your first 3 months. Just mention you heard it here on the Mike Tech Show. I'm going to talk more about MagnusBox later in the show. So let's begin with Monday. I get a call from one of my clients. It's a church and it's a daycare, and it's very close to my house, which we're going to describe because where I live right now, we are the epicenter for the coronavirus in Pennsylvania, and we are on lockdown. The client said they need remote access because one of their kids tested positive, and they didn't know this when it was happening. And this person, this child actually caught it from the children's hospital where they were there for something totally different. Now I have to remote in and get them remote access. And I'm able to do that using Instant House Call sub accounts. And that's the key. And we're going to deep dive getting sub accounts, getting them up and running, and how you can use them right now for your clients. Hopefully, you're not in the dire situation I'm in right now with my clients and being in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, because it's happening too quickly right now where businesses have to shut down. And if they didn't prep and I didn't get a chance to help them, it's going to be too late. So all the schools are closed in the area. Let's start. Monday, I help the client. I get them remote access using Instant House Call sub accounts. That church and daycare is now closed. Today, the governor of Pennsylvania has declared Montgomery County on lockdown and closes all schools, gyms, daycares, all non-essential businesses have to close. My area right now, which is the suburbs of Philadelphia, there have been more positive tests for COVID-19. And so they are acting accordingly by having these dramatic measures being taken to stop the spread. So for at least as of now, the next 2 weeks, all schools, universities, gyms, entertainment venues, community centers are closing for 2 weeks beginning tomorrow. And this was by Governor Tom Wolf. And I'll put this link from NBC 10 Philadelphia, where you can, if you're curious, if, you know, if you're not in my area and you want to see, you know, what's going on. This is it. This is real. This is happening. And this brings out one of the things that I like to do for my clients, which is why my company is MHS Consulting. It's not just computer services or computer repair. Sure, we could do some repairs, but that's not what we want to do. It's about business continuity. Partnering with our clients, especially the retainer clients, with all of their business needs and helping them achieve their business goals. So Tuesday, I get a call from one of our law firm clients, and we're still in the process of helping them get total remote access. But it's not just remote access to computers. There's a lot of other challenges that I'm helping. And it's making sure that they get their documents, their mail. How do they get their mail if nobody's in the office and the office is closed? So I started asking, how do you deposit checks? Because they live on inbound checks coming in regular snail mail. And they have a machine that connects to the bank and they scan the checks. So they now have a duplicate one, a secondary one, that's being hooked up at the home of the main admin for the office. And I'm working with her, making sure she has remote access back into her desktop, because they have their case management software is on a physical server in the office. And we haven't migrated it to the cloud because that keeps getting delayed, and that's not going to happen until May. So all the attorneys, all the paralegals, they need access to this. So one of the easiest and fast things I was able to do is deploy a sub-account for Instant House Call. So what is sub-accounts? And this is going to be a link in the website, for the show notes for tonight, where you, if you don't have Instant House Call, this is why you want it. A sub-accounts are free accounts you can sell or give to people to access their own unattended PC. There's no charge for the sub-accounts. Sub-accounts do not appear in your specialist drop-down list. When you create the email password in the admin section of Instant House Call for your account, now you add that in the client on the person's computer and give them unattended access. When they download the specialist software at their home and they sign in with the credentials that you've added, they will now see for unattended access the machines that you entered their credentials. So now a user will just see their workstation and they can remote in, transfer files, print, just like they're in the office sitting in front of the computer. This is how we access all of our clients remotely. But when I log in, I'll see a couple hundred machines that we manage. And I can sort them. I can search by the company name. I can sort by the company name. You can get Instant House Call now, and Corey, the owner of Instant House Call, is offering sub-accounts free for all subscriptions that you could have. So all accounts get the sub-accounts feature added at no cost. And the details are at https://instanthousecall.com/coronavirus. And again, I will have that in the show notes for tonight's show. And it's a great offer. But Corey goes a few steps further in making this offer. You can get $49 for month-to-month access for Instant House Call. We're $39 if you buy the whole year. And just for mentioning that you heard it on the Mike Tech Show, you will get half price for the first 3 months or 2 additional months free on a yearly subscription. So let me say that again. You're going to get half price for the first 3 months. You can sign up right now, very inexpensively, for 3 months for Instant House Call, half price, have access to the sub accounts to help get through this crisis. And you can now sell those sub accounts, make way more money than you're paying for Instant House Call, and start deploying sub accounts for clients that need remote access to their desktops. This is it. This is the core of my solution for clients. And that's what my son and I right now are constantly setting up. And I can't wait now. Tomorrow I'm going to get crushed again because of everything being on lockdown and being announced late this afternoon. Now we're just going to get overwhelmed. So this weekend, this is all I intend to be doing probably. Make sure after you sign up, send an email to Instant House Call saying, and I would appreciate this, that you heard it on the Mike Tech Show. And that's going to guarantee you the deal. It's also going to give me credit that you heard it here on the Mike Tech Show. I was supposed to be traveling on Saturday to Florida. I have tickets for 3 spring training games. Anybody listening to this now, you know Major League Baseball canceled spring training beginning tomorrow. They've delayed the opening of the season for 2 weeks. So I already had our airline tickets for my wife and I. I had my hotel reservation for the week for Saturday to Saturday, had the car rental all set up. So I spent 2 hours on the phone with American Airlines. They, with no fees, they will give you credit. You can cancel the reservation as long as it's done 2 days before your flight. I was lucky today it was, so that all this was happening today. If it happened tomorrow, I would have been out a lot of money, being those games being canceled. So now I was able to get a credit for my wife and I that we can use up until the end of the year, and we can use it for any flight. So it's an American Airlines credit. Luckily for the hotel, it was points that I was using because I'm a big point guy, and I amass hundreds of thousands of points for Marriott. And that's why I always travel for free, staying wherever I stay at a Marriott. So I was literally able to get 120,000 points back and not worry about. And of course, the car rental, there was no cancellation fee or they don't take a deposit anyway. So I'm out clean and I'm going to be here all week. But I had this planned for months to travel. This was my little break in the beginning of spring here so I can go see my Phillies down in Clearwater, Florida. And that's not happening. That was ripped away from me because of this virus. Given that, I have a lot of work, and it kind of works out this Saturday and this Friday night. There's a couple things I got to work out for a couple clients that I was going to have to put on hold that now, with everything happening so fast, I got to come up with these solutions quickly. Something else besides remote access. Yes, that's a big piece for being able to work from home and helping with business continuity. And they're the terms you want to use with your clients. Well, the next, how are they backing up? Because I have clients that go into their office, take a drive, and swap it out manually. Well, you can't do that if you're not in the office, but you still have to protect your data. This is where you use MagnusBox, and you recommend going to the cloud. This is your opportunity to sell that, make money on the backup, and your clients now have that peace of mind that during this crisis, and nobody's in there manually swapping out drives because that was their disaster recovery plan, well, now you can't go in the office because maybe the office is closed and you don't want to risk anybody getting sick by having them travel in to go get the drive. This makes it easy, it's inexpensive, and you get your first 3 months at half price. I'm so glad the way, and it's why I partner with these vendors, because in a time, in a crisis like this, they're stepping up, and it just shows how much they care about, yes, everybody wants to make money, but it's also helping your fellow man and helping, you know, being there in the time of a crisis. And it's what I look for all of my retainer clients first, and then, of course, all other clients. And I've already been working in moving to cloud-based storage for files that they're working. Right now, lots of OneDrives being set up for sharing of files amongst employees. Making sure right now I have some financial advisors that they have their parent company has a special box, FINRA compliant version that they never really wanted to use. We're now using that. So we're getting away from the local physical server, migrating those files. They're being copied as we speak up into the cloud. And then you also have Dropbox Pro. So there's lots of cloud storage solutions that you can quickly purchase. Your client can purchase and they can start copying and then they can share those files out. Another service that's important, holding meetings with the employees because they need to discuss or talk about something. This is Zoom. That's a great service. It's also an opportunity to tweak, tune up, and set up the home systems to make sure the employees' home systems are ready to be able to do this. Do they have the same office version? Do they have everything they need? Is there a camera and microphone for being able to participate in a Zoom meeting? Laptops are so important for business continuity like this. I have another client that the owner of the business has a desktop, the main admin has a desktop, but everybody else are laptops because they're on the road. So there's a physical server, and we had the discussion yesterday where they're going to use Zoom for the meetings. The people still may be on the road. This is a company where their employees do audits of banks and other institutions like that. So for sharing files, right now, quickly, it's going to be Dropbox Pro. And I'm putting Instant House Call in the sub-accounts on the two workstations because they need to get in and get to the QuickBooks files. Now, this is interesting. How are they going to print checks? Now, we talked about the law firm where they're going to have their mail sent to the admin's house. She'll get the checks and she could just swipe them in the reader right to the bank. Well, you need, if they use QuickBooks Desktop Edition, you gotta get QuickBooks installed home, a way for them to get the QuickBooks data file, and they have to take a stack of blank checks so they can cut checks as necessary. Here's another opportunity. Do you partner with or know a payroll provider? These are conversations I'm having. Anybody that has done and maintained their own payroll, it's times like this, you should have a service. So make sure that you're partnering with or know, whether it's Paychecks, ADP, or I have a local payroll company that's in my B&I chapter that I'll recommend. He's a great referral source for me. All of this, you have to use common sense, think about everything, and be proactive. Maybe reach out now to clients before they get to that point of a lockdown. We're in it now. Some of my clients, it's going to be too late. You know, they may be closing the doors and not being able to get back into the office. Hopefully we'll have time. I see myself working round the clock early next week as this starts to impact a lot of our businesses. My son and I, tonight, we made a list of clients that we haven't reached out to or they haven't contacted us because they got to be my first calls tomorrow morning so I can make sure, are they planning, and I got to ask the right questions. Remember, a lot of clients reached out first to us just to get the pre-planning, and I was so happy that they did, and it really raised our eyebrows to like, wow, this is it. We're in the middle of this. What are we going to do about it? And this is the time where I want to be known with my consulting company that we step up. This is when we shine, where we get creative with our solutions, take care of everything, take the worry from our customers. And this is your opportunity to show that because you have the resources. You have Instant House Call and subaccounts ready for a solution. You have that online service that for storing files. I'm familiar with OneDrive, so it makes it easy for me to be able to recommend that, especially if you have the business OneDrive for clients. And even if they need to sign up, have a source to be able to buy it and sign up. The phone systems, can they just forward their phones? Or one of my other clients, where we had a conference call this afternoon, they have a voice over IP where they could just pick up the phones and they could all go to their home location, plug in, and the extension is going to ring. Now, this is really challenging. I have two clients moving in the middle of this. Literally Tuesday morning, my son is going to be at a temporary site because the final destination is not ready and they have to move out of their current warehouse. My son's meeting Comcast Tuesday morning and they're packing up their computers in the server. They're going to bring them over and we're going to make sure they're hooked up. I am doing this next week with another client that the final destination site is not ready. They have to go to a temporary place, so we have to make sure that the right internet's set up, and then I can set up the server and a couple of the workstations, and since they already have Instant House Call and subaccounts, they can just connect right in. So all we needed was a place in the CEO's basement where he has Fios, and I can set the server up and the workstations with a switch on his internet, and they are up and running. So you got to get creative and come up with ways. It's easy to move someone to another location if they have to. Or what if the employee's home systems aren't, they're not good enough, or they're not ready, or maybe they don't have a proper system. This is a chance for hardware to be able to get access and quickly sell laptops or get desktops configured. I always have at least four computers that I can sell instantly that are ready to roll. And right now I got two mini computers, the tiny Dell business. They're very small, but they're set up. They all have 8 gigs of RAM, Windows 10 Pro, a solid state drive. They are ready to roll, boxed. I could take them anywhere. So maybe some of these businesses have to purchase systems for their employees, or the employee has to, and you can get that set up. That's another revenue opportunity. For anybody in the IT business, take this crisis and turn it into an opportunity. And that's what we're doing. We're not taking advantage of anybody, but it is a way to maybe get more clients as someone hears what you're doing or what you know. And like today, my presentation at my BNI chapter, I was so glad I had my 10 minutes today. When I'm talking to everybody in that room, there are 30 small business owners, their clients. I planted the seed for them to talk to their clients. What are they doing about business continuity? And now for the governor to do a 2-week shutdown in this area, that's it. So we are moving into action, and that's what I wanted to dedicate tonight's show to, this topic. I want to get this post. This will get posted out before I go to bed tonight. I'm making sure of it because I want to get this in the ears of all listeners so you can think about this. Maybe you don't have a consulting company and it's your own personal business, or you work for someone else that could be in this situation where they have to work from home. You now know the vendors to work with. And if you need assistance for this, email me. I have a great consultant-to-consultant rate, and I'd be glad to help you with, if you have a bigger client that's got more challenges that maybe you're afraid to take on, I can help you. Just email me, and you can email, my business address is mike@mhsconsulting.net. Or just MikeTechShow@gmail.com. I mean, I'm going to get them both. But I put your cell phone number and what's the best time to call you. And I will reach out to you and help you out as long as I can fit it in with this massive schedule that's happening now. So the takeaways are, how is a business going to continue to operate? What are the core items that they need to function? Is it physical mail coming in? Is it checks going in, checks going out? And you're going to have to figure out a way to do it. Remote access into systems? Or can we quickly cloud-base whatever data or anything that has to be shared? One of the things I'm partnering with now is the copier manufacturer or reseller and leaser in my chapter, in my B&I chapter, is printing remotely. That's something that they don't do that I can offer with the Instant House Call sub account. So someone's accessing a server in an office, but they got to print locally. And then, of course, we have MagnusBox to help with disaster recovery planning and taking care of, and using this as an example why their data, it's not just good enough to be backed up locally. You got to back it up to the cloud, because now we know we have the data and anything can happen to their office, and you can easily get set up and get up and running again. Let's hope that this crisis passes soon. And I pray for everybody that if you're in it, you know someone that's infected, hopefully they can recover. And hopefully we can get through this crisis with minimal casualties, because the casualties are happening around us right now and in my area. So I'm worried. I mean, I got some pre-existing conditions, and I'm 59 years old. My immune system's not 100%. I know that. So I have to be careful. So washing your hands, making sure you have your, you know, hand sanitizer, making sure you Lysol your desk area and anything where other people are going to be using, or any traffic, anybody walking through. Take heed to all of the warnings. This is really happening. We're in the thick of it, and we can get through it if everybody thinks, acts with good common sense, don't take risks. Tonight, I was going to say, boy, there's no show next week, but there will be a show next week because I'm still in town. So that's it for tonight's show. And the best way you can help support the show is use the Amazon link that Carrie Holzman and myself share. And that's in the show notes at miketechshow.com, at tech-vets.com. When you click on that link, now add the items into your Amazon cart when you check out and pay for it, we will get a small commission. Your price stays the same. This is the greatest way to help us and support the show. Also, what great sponsors. Instant House Call. Go to the links. Take advantage of these deals. MagnusBox.com. Take advantage again of these deals. You can make money. Take advantage of this and let them know that you heard it here. Fabs Auto Backup for Tech for 7 Pro is tremendous for moving and transferring files from one system to another. My son just did this today from an old Windows 7 system where we had to hack the system to get to the password for the user and then transfer the data and be able to move it to their new computer. And using PC Unlocker and Fabs, that was perfect. That's it for tonight's show. I will, God willing, see everybody here next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.